Federal agencies and national organizations recommend that most adults get a COVID-19 vaccine when it's their turn. That's because large-scale trials have shown that the vaccines are safe and effective. But pregnant people were left out of these trials. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, their decision on whether to get the shot can be less straightforward.
Scientists and researchers have been talking about COVID-19 vaccines since last spring when the virus first surged through communities, but the timeline for development was really unknown.
So it was there in my mind, but it wasn't something I was counting on in terms of like protection or timing with pregnancy.
That's Samantha Morris, who lives in Glastonbury. She's about 37 weeks pregnant with her second child. In December, she was notified that she was eligible for a vaccine in phase 1A due to her profession as a psychologist.
Up until that point, in my mind, I either wasn't getting it while I was pregnant because I wouldn't have access, or I wasn't going to do it because there wasn't the data.
The vaccines were not initially studied in pregnant people, so the current data on safety and efficacy is limited. That's why the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the vaccine should be offered to those who are pregnant, but that the final decisions are individual.
Sometimes you just want someone to tell you what to do. You're just an expert to tell you what the recommendations are.
Dr. Ilona Goldfarb and her colleagues are having these discussions with pregnant patients and their families multiple times a day to help them process the risks and benefits of vaccination. Goldfarb is a high-risk obstetrician at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston and became the COVID-19 lead for the hospital's OBGYN department.
Some patients are ready to go. They're looking for this discussion with me, but they're primed and ready. They want the vaccine. And other patients are really on the fence and they need more time. And we work through that time. And other patients are absolutely not going to get it. I'm going to wait until postpartum. I'm going to wait until I'm breastfeeding or even afterwards.
Goldfarb says all of these decisions are valid as long as they're informed ones made with the correct facts and information. She makes sure patients understand what an mRNA vaccine is and emphasizes that it does not contain live virus.
And we know that other vaccines given routinely during pregnancy that do not contain live virus, vaccines such as influenza vaccine, Tdap booster, are effective during pregnancy at creating the immune response that we want to protect the pregnant individual and the offspring.
Data on this specific vaccine might be lacking, but health providers do know a lot more about COVID-19 illness in pregnant people. Ongoing studies since the spring show those who are symptomatic during pregnancy are more at risk of severe illness and have higher rates of mortality compared to their non-pregnant counterparts. These cases are still rare overall, but Dr. Audrey Miriam, a maternal-fetal medicine physician at Yale School of Medicine, says she has to present the risks to her patients.
If it's winding up in the ICU and separated from your family and potentially other children at home or potentially an early delivery and, you know, being intubated or having the breathing tube in, like all those things, you know, in the case of a severe infection versus getting the vaccine.
Miriam helps patients assess their individual risk for exposure to COVID-19. That considers living situations, community interactions, and job responsibilities.
Somebody who it's their first baby and works from home primarily now, is it a different risk than somebody, one of my patients who has two kids, but is also working in the medical field and, you know, seeing their own patients every day?
Bianca Noronas began factoring in all of these things when she was thinking about her own pregnancy. Noronas lives in Meriden and is a caseworker for pregnant and postpartum women.
The first time that I hear that the women can have the vaccine, but they don't make the studies in this population, I was very concerned. I was like, no, I'm not going to have that vaccine, either during breastfeeding. That was my first feeling.
But Noronas began doing more research in between working from home, caring for her six-year-old daughter, and studying for a master's degree in public health. She spoke to her midwife. She saw national medical organizations that focus on reproductive care and pregnancy give out reassuring guidance on the vaccines. She has chosen not to get a vaccine before her April due date, but she has decided to get vaccinated soon after birth and while she is breastfeeding.
And I know that vaccines are good in other situations with others disease. So I have to trust the COVID vaccine. That's why I say, yes, I'm going to try, but later.
For Samantha Morris, her decision on whether or not to get a vaccine became clearer after talking with her obstetrician, especially about the risks of getting ill while pregnant.
There was always this piece of me in the back of my mind that was worried for what would happen if I caught COVID.
Since then, Morris has gotten both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine with minimal side effects.
I think the biggest thing is just for, you know, people to know that no matter what they decide, it's the right choice for them. You know, there's just too much unknown right now to say anything more.
Formal clinical trials on the COVID-19 vaccines in pregnant women and children are currently underway. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.